You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I would like to tip the cap to the people at Reddit for occasionally coming up with some pretty delicious threads. Somebody started a thread on Reddit about the, quote, most interesting roommates. And basically what they're talking about are the horror stories that people have from having a roommate. Now, this is another thing that Jeremy and I have in common.
Yeah.
We both have lived with people, but those were romantic relationships. Neither of us has ever lived with a roommate, per se.
Yeah, those were roommates with perks, right? But we've never had, like, shared a rent payment or, you know, I didn't have a college dorm partner, you know, nothing like that. And I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I guess it's good because I didn't have to deal with the roommate BS.
Yeah, well, there's that.
But then I don't have the experience of dealing with roommate BS either.
Well, you know, if your kids end up doing it, you won't be able to offer them really any type of sage wisdom, you know,
exactly.
Because you haven't been down that path.
Exactly.
But who knows? Anyway, so they started asking people, tell us your most interesting roommate stories. And a few of them stood out to me. There was this one guy said he had a male roommate who, quote, rarely did laundry. So this roommate would borrow his underwear, usually
gross.
For dates.
For dates. Hey, got a hot date tonight. Let me see your underwear.
The guy That's says he gross. Told his roommate, stop doing that, but the guy did it anyway. Can you imagine?
You going into my underpants drawer and having no underpants in there? And he sounds like he's not washing them when he's done with them.
One person had a roommate who would sleepwalk almost every night, and it wasn't just walking either. She would clean the fridge, put snacks away, and sometimes she would quote Shakespeare in her sleep, which could be either funny or really creepy.
I like the first half of that. If she's cleaning the place up while she's sleeping, that sounds like a great roommate.
By the way, our phone number, if you want to either call or text, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know, we always give extra love to the calls, but if you can't.
Yeah, call us.
And you just want to shoot a quick note, try to condense it as much as possible. Two paragraphs will not work. We need just a couple of sentences.
Bullet points.
Yeah, like Madeline's texted us. She goes, my son had a college roommate who kept raw meat in the mini fridge that he never cooked or threw out, even when it began to rot and stink.
Ugh,
she says he was known around campus as Stinky Mike.
Stinky Mike in his meat fridge. No, that's damn funny. The one that had me cracking up on my Facebook today was Nicole commented about, you know, horror roommate stories. And she said her roommate would leave peanut butter and jelly blobs randomly around the house.
Blobs.
So I don't know if they were just hooked on PB&J and it was just dripping everywhere as they walked around. She said that roommate also had greasy shoes from working at a restaurant and was constantly wanting kudos when they helped out with something. So, like, a lot of pats on the back, I guess.
You're not thanking me enough.
Right.
Kendra says, I discovered my roommate was in love with me when I found him sleeping on the floor of my bedroom in my silk robe.
All right, Hugh Hefner.
She says, not horrible, but awkward. Shine on. And that's Kendra. Kendra, thanks for making us laugh. Shannon wrote in and said, my very first roommate when I was 19 apparently loved opera, which I didn't know when I met her and agreed to share an apartment. She played opera music throughout the day and also sang at the top of her lungs, like at all hours. Shannon goes, I moved out after a month.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Vicky says, my college roommate was a vomiter. She threw up just spontaneously all over everything all the time.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Out of nowhere.
That's a medical condition.
Tabitha wrote in and said, kitchen fires. She said, yes, I said fires with a big S. Then she listed some off, and then she said, those were the ones I only knew about. And then Kevin says, this guy, that it was his roommate, urinated on his stereo speakers. And another time he stood at the top of the basement and urinated down the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a good roommate.
SMH.
He's kind of into urinating on things, it sounds like.
We've got a vomiter and a urinator. To the phones we go. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so we're looking for roommate stories. What do you got?
I just had some really disgusting roommates. They would leave dishes in the dishwasher long enough for mold to grow on them. And they would let their cat pee outside the litter box because they would close the closet door to the litter box. And so the cat couldn't get to it.
No.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were so bad. I lasted probably, I think it was like 4 months. And then I left. They ended up paying $1,500 in damages once they got out.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I feel bad for that little cat crossing his legs. I gotta go.
Did they did they come after you to try to get you to chip in any of it, or did they know better?
They knew better. I had paid out. I paid way less money to get out of that lease than they did in damages.
Not good.
For you.
Not good.
I'm glad you called. Victoria, have a spectacular day. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Karen. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
The roommate story.
Yes. So my sophomore year of college, I lived with this girl who asked me to burp her like a baby.
Shut up.
So the question the rest of us have is, did you?
Well, I did for about 2 seconds, and I said, you know what? This is really awkward, and I'm going to leave.
She's all,
So I left and for about 3 hours and then came back. But she would just sit there, like, trying to burp, and I'm like, what are you doing?
So she was into that. That's kind of, like, her thing. She wanted to be held and burped.
No, she was strange, so that was the end of it.
She sounds normal to me. I don't know. I wouldn't label her strange, Karen.
I'm glad you called. Karen, have a fun
See
day.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Eric wrote in, I was living with a stripper. She stole my credit card, rented a car, and drove to Florida with another stripper. She was visiting small strip clubs making money. She's just traveling the country stripping. Lindsay says, I had a roommate that made lists about everything. Wake up. Stretch, fold pajamas, get dressed, underwear first, brush teeth. Several pages long, sticky notes everywhere. I was just glad I didn't see a sticky note that said, strangle roommate.
That's funny. If you have to write a sticky note for yourself that says, wake up.
Wake up, yeah.
That itself is funny. Marissa, my roommate worked at a meat market and would come home smelling like old meat. She'd leave her clothes out, and my dog would run around with her clothes and constantly be licking her. Our house smelled terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh,
somebody on Facebook just posted a picture of a cat and said, this jerk throws up on the floor and steals all my food.